through this type of work, we can bring to anybody our music and our culture, of course. And then maybe that's the main point in us to make music in the streets.
It used to be that people appreciated buskers for kind of turning up because they weren't so common. Now there are so very many of them.
It's a funny job. I wouldn't recommend it as a career.
No matter where you go shopping nowadays, the streets seem to be alive with the sound of music. But do street musicians provide a pleasant ambience for the shoppers, or is it an unwelcome nuisance? I've come to the busker-friendly town of Bournemouth to find out.
I think it's a very good idea. I think it cheers up the area, isn't it?
I think it's great. It's an expression of creativity, and why not?
I think it's good. I really do. I think it's good because it keeps the people entertained.
I don't particularly agree with it, to be honest.
Love them. It doesn't hurt anybody, does it?
Ah, but does it? There are another group of people who are less than enthusiastic.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face.
Busking's okay if the music's not too loud. Because obviously we're in a shop here, and if it's too loud, then you can't hear yourself think.
It seems quite, you know, sort of nice. If you listen to it 2, 3, 4, 5 hours on the trot, it does get a bit monotonous.
In principle, I've got nothing against them. Unfortunately, sometimes when they take up a lot of space and stop people moving around the town and affecting trade to shops, we're not very happy about it.
Annoying perhaps, but is it illegal? It was time to consult the law.
Bylaws, any use of amplification is actually prohibited. Busking itself isn't illegal, but nowadays you find that most buskers do use some form of amplification. And the public would find it unacceptable if we enforced rigidly any rules that prevented busking in the town centre.
With busking an accepted feature of town life, it fell to Bridget Carroll, the town centre manager, to try and provide a solution.
In terms of busking, I was asked to put together a code of conduct which would help the buskers, but also help the businesses in the town centre who had experienced some problems with noise and actually blocking pavements and doorways into shops as well. We got together the buskers that we could and asked them what they needed from a code of conduct. We talked to the police and we also talked to the businesses and asked them what they needed. And to be honest, you're never going to please everybody, but we tried to get something which was fair to the buskers and also to the businesses, so they knew that they had a redress if there was a problem.
The situation has improved a great deal, but some people are still not happy. Derek Derringer is a professional busker.
Well, whilst I recognise that it's necessary to have a code of conduct and some practical kind of rules which you can enforce if you need to, there are one or two which wouldn't really bear close scrutiny.
One of the most difficult ones is actually getting people to play in the places that are suggested on the actual code of conduct itself.
We chose those in talks with the businesses in the town centre, but also with the buskers, because the buskers like their favourite spots. And we wanted to try and spread it around the town so that there are possibly 4 busking pitches at any one time.
At the moment, really, there are not really enough of them. For me, it's difficult because I can play here in the square or I can play in Commercial Road and that's all. And they're not far enough away from each other, which means I can really only play kind of once or maybe twice at best a week.
from the restrictions, there are other, more surprising hazards that have to be dealt with as well.
We've been threatened that we've been thrown through this window. We've had people nick money out of our things, buy a burger with it, and throw it at us.
Drinking people are the worst. If they're really, really drunk, then they can be really a problem.
Sometimes there are some alcoholics around there, but they enjoy the music. I think music transforms them.
With all the aggravation suffered, why do buskers do it?
We do it for the fun. Fun, fun, fun.
For us, it's very difficult to penetrate in the big music market. It's more honest because we have to perform to sell our music, you know?
What about the money? People obviously like listening to the music, but do they give anything?
Depends how well they're performing, really. Like.
Occasionally, I think they're good enough.
Sometimes, yes, don't.
Depends what they're collecting for, really. No, I don't usually give.
If you can put up with the attentions of flying food, drugs, and of course the bad weather, busking does have other benefits. It's not just the money as well. You're performing on one of the greatest stages in the world. A lot of people started off like this, including Paul Simon.
Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. Rather be a hound.